50 years ago this month, the Stonewall riots in New York City paved the way for the modern LGBTQI+ civil rights movement. Today, GLC's Mary Cullen speaks with Prairie Pride Coalition President Dave Bentland and Susan Hartsold with the McLean County Museum of History about a local effort to recognize LGBTQI+ collective experience in McLean County.
In the early morning hours of June 28, 1969, the patrons of the Stonewall Inn were just enjoying an evening together, many of them gay men, a lot of drag queens there as well. The Stonewall Inn was one of the establishments in New York City that was considered relatively safe for gay people to congregate and get together. But unfortunately, on that night, the police tried to conduct one of their raids that they were doing so often during that period of time, and they attempted to arrest a lot of people for no other reason than that they were gay. And so this had happened many times before, not only in New York City, but across the country at gay bars all over the nation. But this time, the patrons decided to fight back, and they said that enough is enough, and they wanted to fight back for their equal rights. So the riots ensued. There were two evenings of riots that took place around the Stonewall Inn, and that occasion is widely recognized as the beginning of the modern gay rights movement.
Interestingly enough, the Pantograph had absolutely no coverage of that event.
Yeah, and talking about the Pantograph, I mean, we've kind of looked through the archives to see, you know, to kind of search on certain keywords that might bring up some articles or some stories concerning our community or things about our community, and there's really very little. The only thing that I really found that was consistent was a syndicated columnist that seemed to address the issue of homosexuality from time to time, but it was a nationally syndicated columnist, so it really wasn't anything locally based.
Yeah, you have to think about how conservative Bloomington Normal, or McLean County in general, has been, and that for the Bloomington Pantograph to cover something like that would be unheard of.
Not to single out the Pantograph in any way. I mean, we have many medias in McLean County, WGLT being one of them. So how do you, both of you, see the media landscape changing in the coverage of the LGBTQ+ community?
Well, I think it's gotten better. I think that many of our issues are not only of interest to our LGBTQIA+ community, but of interest to the general community. You know, the one I can think of most recently is the marriage equality issue from a couple of years ago. We realized that there was widespread support for that, and it was an issue of interest to everybody because almost every family has a member of their family who is gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender, and marriage was an issue that many people could wrap their heads around and understand that two people wanted to get together and have their relationship formalized through the institution of marriage. So I think that issues like that became more mainstream. And I think as a result, I think a lot of the media, including the local media, really jumped on that issue. And that sort of opened the door for better coverage of LGBTQIA+ issues.
Conversely, they were only really addressing the issues, the civil rights issues that this particular community was suffering with. But I think today, too, it's much better in regards to covering all events associated, whether it's an event going on or something like coverage of vigils and other related events.
That's a perfect segue. We're here talking today about the upcoming History Out of the Closet event. Again, kind of dialing back to how we started this conversation, the Stonewall riots happened 50 years ago this month. When it comes to the History Out of the Closet event, how are you hoping to localize the issue and really bring it up to the local community and show why this matters?
Well, it's really important to get that local connection. And so the program will feature five panelists who will be asked to answer questions about issues that they've dealt with in their history as members of the local LGBTQ+ community in McLean County.
Yeah, I think that it's a great opportunity for us. And Prairie Pride Coalition was so thankful that the McLean County Museum of History approached us with this idea because we had thought about it from time to time. We had worried that as all of us got older, that a lot of the history that we have accumulated would be lost with us. And so we look upon this as a really great opportunity. And it's very timely in that this is the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots. And I think that our community in general is looking at this as an occasion to look back not only on the Stonewall history, but on the history of our LGBTQIA plus movement. And that includes local history. And we really want to capture that local history, whether it's, you know, vigils, actions, or just day-to-day incidents and stories that folks have about living in Bloomington Normal and McLean County as an openly LGBTQIA plus person.
Dave hit it right on the mark. It's about keeping that history. The museum feels like ensuring that we gather and preserve the history of all components of McLean County, all people of McLean County, especially those who've been marginalized and represent the diversity of our community. And as the curator at the museum, I have known for years that what we have in our collection associated with the LGBTQ plus community is very lacking. And for me, when we started talking about this more than a year ago, I was like, this is really important. This is our opportunity. We really want to partner with this group and start to make this happen, because if we don't, that history will get lost.
Right. Now, I think we're talking around this subject, but we haven't really hit the head on this. Is one of the main goals of this History Out of the Closet event is to grow the collection of LGBTQ plus materials, memorabilia, for the Museum of History. Is that correct, Susan?
For the museum and for the public, so that when we are ready to develop an exhibit, or if there are individuals in the community who want to do research on this community, it's there for them. It's there for us.
Right. And you hit on it a little bit before. What does the current collection look like? Do we have anything at the museum right now?
We currently have the Prairie Pride Coalition archives, and we've had that for several years now. And it's still growing. But in relationship to actual objects or archival materials, it's almost nil. It's almost nil. And I've just felt like this. It's been a huge void for a very long time. And this event is really kind of a kickoff of what I hope will be a very big project, which we've actually started to do a little bit of, in that we're already beginning to do oral history interviews of people within the community to get their stories, but to pick it up and extend it, get the Prairie Pride Coalition involved in helping us gather information about individuals and start internships and just really make it happen. The timing is perfect.
Did you want to talk about like the oral histories or the videotaping of those or anything? Do you want to get into any detail about that?
It's really important that we gather the anecdotal stories and specific instances, both good and bad, that have happened to people within the community, and we're doing that through oral history interviews. It's a time-consuming process, but it's really effective. We interview the people, we transcribe those interviews, we have them look at them to make sure they're happy with them, and then they get archived in the collection. And they're available for individuals who want to do research about that the community. We've done lots of oral history projects at the museum, from the Bloomington Normal Black History Project to the Latino History and Asian Indian History projects, as well as, you know, oral histories about farming and other topics. So we're really good at it, and we have lots of them in the collection. And this is just a component of the collection that we just feel like is missing and has to be there.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mary Cullen, speaking with Dave Bentlin, the president of the Prairie Pride Coalition, and Susan Hartsold, the curator of collections and exhibits at the McLean County Museum of History. When it comes to looking at how you dream this collection to look like, what are the types of materials that you're hoping to gather? Is there something like a call out to the community that you could be asking people to submit?
What I really am looking for are the anecdotes and stories about the local experience that would be archived, but also objects, photographs, materials from special events, materials from everyday life, because that's how we like to represent people, whether they be associated with those special events or just the day-to-day life, those kind of things.
I think one of the motivating factors for our community has been our history, because I know of so many instances where folks who I know who lived in this community who passed away or came upon other circumstances, had so much information, had so much many materials that could have been beneficial toward this an exhibit like this, but that history was lost because family members didn't realize the importance of it. And so that's why I think it's so important to have a repository like the McLean County History Museum, because it's a safe place where it can all be stored, where it won't be lost. And I just can't stress enough how important that is to our community. I just know there are so many people out there with stories and materials and artifacts to contribute, and I always get so worried because you hear about fires, you hear about people who are not storing things safely, they deteriorate over time, and this is such a great opportunity to get those materials to a safe place where they'll be chronicled, they'll be cataloged correctly, and they'll become a part of our history for everybody to share.
An interesting thing that you bring up is the idea of telling stories to kind of show the human experience of the LGBTQ plus community here in McLean County. Dave, I know you're listed as a speaker for the History Out of the Closet event. Is there a story you could share or something that you could share with our listeners to give them a taste of what it's going to be like to attend that event?
Sure. Actually, I'll kind of call upon an ISU alum who I had contact with yesterday. He lives in San Francisco now, but he was here in the Bloomington Normal community during the very early 70s. And so that was sort of a pivotal time because the Stonewall riots had just happened and there was a new movement out. And he was a member of the ISU Gay Liberation Front. And that was one of the earliest student organizations on campus. And he had some very interesting stories. For instance, he said there really was at that time no gay bar in town that gay people here in Bloomington Normal could go to and feel safe. So oftentimes they would go to Peoria to go to the bars over there. He had a lot of anecdotal information about that, about famous people who came to our community during the early 70s, people like Barbara Giddings, who is one of the pioneers of the gay rights movement, Frank Kameny, another pioneer of the gay rights movement. These folks were here in our community during the early 70s, which is pretty amazing when you think about it. And that's a piece of history that I was not aware of. So there's just so much out there. And as Susan said, besides the events and the things like that that occurred in the 1970s, just the personal stories that mean so much in helping us shape a picture of what life was like here in Bloomington Normal during the 60s, during the 70s, all of it.
I hope you recorded that conversation.
He sent me an email with an attachment. It is so informative and fantastic. Allen Ginsberg was on campus, and he attended the Gay Liberation Front dance that night. And I guess there was some sort of a ruckus, and he was there, and he wrote a poem about it. There's just so many interesting stories like that that quite honestly were before my time. It's so interesting that alums are coming back and telling us about these things. And that's what we're hoping, are that alums come back, that community members who used to live here or who still live here can share those stories with us so that we can, like, build a fuller picture of what it's like to be in this community, being an openly LGBTQ.
To work in this community, to own a business in this community, all walks of life. They're there. We just don't know the stories yet.
Right.
History Out of the Closet, Stonewall Riots, it all falls during June, which we all know is Pride Month. A common misconception about Pride Month is that it's only for members of the LGBTQ plus community. Can we talk about the involvement of allies and how allies can serve as an asset in not only the History Out of the Closet event, but all other events in McLean County?
Well, I can give an example of how our allies are involved in our civil rights and in our equality and in helping us to have a better quality of life here in Bloomington Normal. Next Sunday, the 23rd of June, we're having our 23rd annual Family Reunion Pride Picnic in Anderson Park. And we've invited a number of organizations to be a part of a tabling effort at that picnic, and they're also going to speak. And these are not your typical, what you would typically consider LGBTQA plus organizations. They're organizations like Project Oz, Chestnut Health Systems, the History Museum, of course, is going to be there as well. But a lot of of community organizations that really care about our LGBTQA plus community and want to be there and describe the services that they offer to make this community a better place for us. So there are so many ways that, our allies show their pride, and that's one way, by supporting us, by being there for us, and by really providing resources that make our lives better here locally.
The History Out of the Closet event takes place from 5:30 to 7:30, Friday, June 28th, at the McLean County Museum of History.